Washington Seminar by Carla Kearns. My son was 5 months old when we first went to a small library in Long Island, New York, looking for something. I wasn't quite sure what, but a few weeks before, an eye doctor had announced that my perfect white-haired newborn baby was blind. I was completely unprepared. On that cold December morning, we met about a dozen blind adults, men and women, who were working, going to school, retired, and who assured us that our son was their son, and they would help us make sure that he had the support he needed to grow into the person he wanted to be. This January, I boarded a plane on another cold winter morning and flew to Washington, D.C. to meet with hundreds of blind people advocating for themselves in our community. My family lives in Kansas City, so I spent 2 days going from congressional office to congressional office with 6 friends from Missouri. As the only parent of a blind child in the group, I did my best to be useful in reading maps and followed the lead of my experienced blind mentors in meeting with legislative aides, many of whom knew our NFB leaders well from years of patient advocacy. At each office we did introductions, I showed the staff a picture of my little boy, who was 5 years old with snow-white hair from his albinism, round glasses, and a magnetic smile. I explained that while I could see, my little boy was born blind and that he needed their help. When we discussed the assistive technology tax credit, I pointed out that today even kindergartners use tablet computers in school. While his classmates' tablets would cost $500 each, a tablet with a braille display for my son would cost $5,500. Every staffer winced. I have been to D.C. before with doctors and scientists advocating for health care, payment reform, research, and patients' rights, but I have never seen a group that mobilizes its members as effectively, works in as careful and targeted a fashion, or who makes as much of an impression on the congressional staff as the NFB. I look forward to coming back with my little boy so he can learn from our community as I have. Seeing blind adults navigating their worlds and doing what they want is the best preparation he can have for the future. Legislative agenda of blind Americans priorities for the 116th Congress first session. The Access Technology Affordability Act, ATAA. The cost of critically needed access technology is out of reach for most blind Americans. By providing a refundable tax credit for qualifying purchases, Congress will stimulate individual procurement of this technology and promote affordability of these tools. The Greater Accessibility and Independence Through Non-Visual Access Technology, GAIN Act. Advanced digital interfaces create barriers that prevent blind individuals from independently operating essential devices that enhance quality of life. Congress must end the digital divide that threatens the independence of blind Americans by developing minimum accessibility requirements for such devices. The Disability Employment Act, DEA. An outdated approach to employment fails to adequately equip workers with disabilities for the challenges of the 21st century. The Disability Employment Act will spur innovation that will increase and enhance modern employment opportunities for people with disabilities.